Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. I'm Rich Droppolino. TikTok confirmed it began testing a nearby feed to display local content to select users in Southeast Asia. Users in the test see a nearby tab alongside following and for you feeds. TikTok also confirmed it's rolling out the ability to add location tags to videos, although it said it's too early to say if the nearby tab would only surface tagged videos. Amazon announced Alexa Game Control, which will let gamers use voice commands to perform in-game actions on PC or Xbox. This doesn't require a wake word or Echo hardware, it just works with any connected microphone. The first game to support the feature will be Dead Island 2, although limited to English and North America at launch. Fitbit announced new wearables. The $300 Sense 2 and $230 Versa 4 are both thinner and lighter than their predecessors. The Sense 2 includes a continuous electrodermal activity sensor to continually track stress. The Versa 4 adds a physical button. Both get up to 40 exercise modes, turn-by-turn navigation in Google Maps, and Google Wallet payments. The $100 Inspire 3 adds a color OLED display and a blood oxygen sensor while retaining a 10-day battery life. All are available for pre-order now. Bleeping Computer shared the discovery by Arseny Sheroglazov at Positive Technologies that a password-protected zip file could have two correct passwords. A Twitter user noted that zip files use the PBKDF2 algorithm, which hashes a password if it's longer than 64 characters. That hash is then stored as the actual password. So if you know the hash of your password, you can use that instead of the actual password. Passwords shorter than 64 characters are not hashed. It's not necessarily less secure, though it does seem to remove the benefit of a long password, making brute force attacks more difficult, at least if they're above 64 characters. Peloton confirmed it began selling select equipment and apparel through Amazon. This includes its bike, set-top box, shoes, and weights. Peloton previously only sold its products through its site, stores, and direct sales channels. Like its first-party sales, the cost of delivery and assembly of its bike are included in most of the U.S. Sony posted on Twitter and Instagram that the PlayStation VR 2 headset is coming in early 2023. Sony still hasn't announced a price, but says the PlayStation VR 2 will feature displays that add up to 4K resolution and can run at 90 or 120 Hz, have a 110-degree field of view, and use foveated rendering, which renders the parts of an image that you're looking at more sharply, making it easier on the processor. According to a staff memo seen by Reuters, Twitter will combine its health experience team and the Twitter services team under a new health products and services group. The group will review user-reported profiles for toxic content and take down spam accounts. Acer expanded its eco-conscious Vero line with the 14-inch Chromebook Vero 514. This comes in a 99% recyclable chassis, uses a trackpad made of ocean-bound plastics, and keycaps made of 50% post-consumer plastic. It also uses standard screws for easier upgrades. Inside are 12th-gen Intel processors with a 1080p screen and 1080p webcam. It starts at $499.99, available in mid-October. Samsung announced four new gaming monitors in its Odyssey line that all include its gaming hub, with access to cloud gaming services directly from the monitor, no PC needed. The Odyssey G70B comes in 27 and 32-inch sizes, offers 4K resolution, and 144Hz refresh rates. The curved G65B comes with the same sizes at 1440p resolution at 240Hz. The monitors are expected in Q4, although no word on pricing. Stability AI publicly released its text-to-image engine, Stable Diffusion, available to all users through its Dream Studio interface. CEO Ahmad Mostak said a public API for Stable Diffusion will be available shortly. Users get 200 credits for free to start, with 100 additional credits available for £1. Meta began rolling out Meta accounts for logging into its VR systems, replacing previously required Instagram or Facebook logins. Meta accounts can be created from scratch or through Facebook and Instagram accounts, where they'll be connected in the account center. Existing Oculus logins will be supported through January 1, 2023. The company also rolled out Meta Horizon profiles to host Metaverse avatar information, replacing Oculus accounts. Apple confirmed it will not release a public build of iPadOS at the same time as iOS. Apple is expected to release iOS 16 soon after its September iPhone event, but says iPadOS will arrive sometime this fall with the release of iPadOS 16.1. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported earlier this month that delays in iPadOS 16 were to resolve issues with the new Stage Manager feature. And finally, the makers of the media server Plex announced all users must reset passwords, citing a potential data breach. The Plex team discovered that a third party was able to access a limited subset of data that includes emails, usernames, and encrypted passwords. Payment data wasn't impacted. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.